like to welcome everybody to the regular meeting of the Parks and Rec Committee of the Town of Discovery Bay. This is, can I get roll call?
Let the record show that the meeting, everyone's here for the meeting.
Awesome. This is time for public comment. We have one person in our public. Do you have anything you'd like to comment on, Terry, or are you just here to observe?
Is someone going to talk about all this stuff?
We're going to talk about whatever's on the agenda.
Is this on the agenda?
Yes.
Okay, that's on the agenda.
And can I make a comment when it's over?
You can make a comment when we hit that item on the agenda. I don't know what item you're referring to, but which item are you referring to?
He's referring to this item.
Okay, which is...
Well, maybe the question will be answered.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Motion to, our request is, if we have a motion to accept the minutes from the prior meeting? Oh, yeah, oh, comments are closed. If everybody was here to spoke.
I make a motion to approve these.
And I'll second that. Any additions, changes, or updates to the minutes? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Item number one, public events calendar. Staff.
Okay, I'm going to turn this over to our Parks and Rec manager, Monica.
Hello, everyone. So before you, we put together the calendar of community events for 2020. Reached out to groups around that have done, it's basically the same as years previous. Can you take a look at it? Let me know if you have any questions. Pop on parade, Easter egg hunt, movies, summer jam, the Red Kids program, just kind of giving you a few of the highlights.
Anything changed that you want to point out to us, or is it pretty much standard?
Yeah, the only thing that changed is we will not be having food truck roundups here this year. They chose another location.
Really?
And we're doing a third summer jam because it's so popular. So we will have three summer jam concerts.
Do you know where they moved the food trucks to?
When I called and spoke to them, they said they were going to do some of them at the
marina.
Some over on the other side of town.
Yeah,
we're talking about Tessa's Kitchen, so.
Okay. All right. That's good. Okay. Good enough. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Monica, appreciate that. Is there, I should have gotten a public comment on that. Is there any public comment on that discussion item? Okay. Item two.
Again?
Discussion regarding the 2020 program activity and event waivers. Let me go ahead, staff, give me a presentation.
Okay, we'll turn this one over to Monica as well.
So before you is, again, it's kind of a very similar to previous years. All the groups that have looked for fee waivers, it is in our policy that the general manager can waive any fees he sees fit, so he has reviewed. It's nothing has changed, with the exception that it has gone down.
The total has gone down just a little
from last year.
Okay.
Have any questions?
Well, let's...
Same groups, nothing has...
So do we renew this every year, is that the deal?
We do this every year. I would just like to point out that about the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, a fifth paragraph down, the hand and foot senior kid bridge group, they've been using the facility without charge. We have another bridge group that we've been charging $1. We're going to talk about raising that a little bit per player next year, and actually start charging hand and foot $1 to $2 next year as well. But we didn't want to just spring this on them, so this is what it is this year. Next year we're going to start getting a little funding.
Okay, any public comment? Hearing none, I'll close public comment. Any comment from the board? Okay, fantastic, thank you for that. Item number three.
Item number three, I believe, is
an RFP.
Our park, writing a landscape manager, Bill.
Item three, Ravenswood?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So Ravenswood play structure is going to be replaced. We requested the help of three different playground equipment manufacturers / distributors. We came back with some ideas based on the criteria that we gave them. And we chose meeting the criteria, the look and aesthetics from the park. We felt that the attachment one from Landscape Structures was the structure we'd like to go with. How we'd like to proceed is purchasing the structure and then RFPing the installation of the equipment.
What's there currently?
It's a Landscape Structures.
It's just
out of date.
Okay.
And deteriorating.
It's got some damage to it.
Okay.
This is Zone 9?
Yes.
So it's one of the town owned.
Okay. And how's this fit into budget? Well, let me go to public comment. Do you have any comment on this, Terry? Okay. Close public comment. Okay. How does this work into our budget?
So we do have monies for this particular structure and installation.
Okay.
I don't know where they've come from.
They come from assessment.
Right. But it's there. The funds are there.
We already approved this last year.
Who did? The board did?
Board did.
Okay. Well, then I...
Well, this is before you on the private... I mean, it was approved to replace the structure, I believe, but... This is going to tell you that we actually have a lower bid, but the lower bid for the structure does not fit the kind of structure that we feel is most appropriate for the park.
I'm going to defer to the experts on that.
Well,
and I would say that it's not apples to apples. I don't believe
it is not.
No.
I believe that they're completely different in everything, quality as well as the functionality and probably durability and probably the lasting. We'll probably get
and
twice
design.
As much, yeah, design and get twice as much out of it. So I would move that we bring this back to the board for a vote.
We have to bring the contract back to the board.
Okay.
So we're gonna advise them that the committee's recommendation is to be forward.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah. So I just to confirm back with you. So you feel this is the best and highest
quality, best aesthetic look.
I guess we would just ask staff to move forward with item number one, Landscape Structures product, and prepare whatever documents need to be prepared to bring it before the board for confirmation.
How long is it going to take for them to build this?
It's about a 4-week leg time.
Yeah, but installation is another issue because now we have to RFP out the installation of it, and so that's going to take some time.
They don't. These companies don't bid, including.
They do. They do, but based on discussion with.
But they have their outside contractors that do this. But we checked with legal. Legal said any construction firm can actually do this. So now you have to put it out for RFP. And we tried to go that these are the recommended manufacturer. Well, then they can bid on them too. I'm saying that right.
Well, okay. The only thing that I would say is that so it's not because it's going out to bid to an installer, and it's not the installer is not an employee of the company we're buying, or they're not a division of the company we're buying from.
Correct.
It becomes a public issue.
Correct.
Okay. I do believe that at some point in our qualifying documents for installation, that may change. We may find that we can't find somebody that we don't want to avoid any warranties. We don't want to have any issues if we don't use a recommended installer by the manufacturer. So.
And that wasn't an issue with them, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Correct.
So there's no nullifying warranty.
But certainly the recommendations will be invited to bids.
Yeah, we would
do one else.
We'd love to have somebody that's familiar with the product put the product in. That's
exactly.
kind of what I'm saying, right?
Right.
I mean, that's typically how it would work. Okay. Is that... That's it for that?
That's it.
All right. Item number four.
Question?
Yes.
Is that for the Ross play structure?
Is that for what?
The Ross play structure.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Landscape Structures is the manufacturer, I believe. Or I guess Ross Recreation is the manufacturer.
They're the distributor.
And they're
our local distributor.
Oh, okay. Very good. Thank you. Item number four, community center and landscaping list of deferred maintenance items including costs.
Yes, the committee asked that, if you recall at a prior meeting, we talked about some of the wish lists that were developed all throughout town on lighting, landscaping needs that we felt needed to be taken care of. Those were prioritized, and the top ones were asked to come back with an approximate price attached to that. And Bill has gone out and done the work, so I turn it over to Bill on that.
Okay, so we've determined that the community center, Discovery Bay Boulevard, Clipper Way, and Newport Lane were about our highest priorities. So I went about this with a idea of a most comprehensive reconstruction of these sites, or a more intermediate option to enhance it at least somewhat. And I listed the estimate of cost based on those options. So community center lighting, option A, $150,000. Option B, I don't really think there is another option.
Right, I got that.
Grading enhancements, you know, 20 to 60, depending on what level of service we want to go with. And then moving on down, Discovery Bay Entrance, Discovery Bay Islands, Clipper Way, and Newport Lane.
Let me ask you this, Bill. Are those in any certain order?
In terms of priority?
When you go to other? Do you have those prioritized in any particular order, or just as okay?
Nope.
That's good, because I do.
Okay.
May not be in that order. But I'm just curious if that was part of what you're doing, or just these are the items. Because I believe that what happened was when we had our special meeting in January, that we said these are the things that are important to us. Please bring these back, and that's what these are. Correct.
Correct.
Okay. Great.
Go ahead. I was going to also like to point out these are the prices. It doesn't mean we can afford them at this time.
No,
I just want to clarify.
But this is part of where as a park and rec committee, jumping in time, we feel that there's funds that may be available through the Hoffman funds that would help to make the decision on whether or not to spend what some of the pricing is for a new pool if it's going to hamper some of these other projects. So I think in order for the board to make a well-rounded decision on whether they want to tie up all those funds, if we say, well, what about these other projects that have been put on hold for 5 years? You know, we can't afford to do both. And if we do move forward with the pool, when do you plan to do these projects? And where is that funding going to come from? So, because that was the intent of the Hoffman funding when we bought the community center. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that was the purpose that Brian and I had talked about, and that's why we presented with these. At this point, I'm going to go to public comment and ask if we have any public comment on this.
Now, this is all Zone A, right?
No.
Sure. Oh,
is it?
Yes.
Is Newport Lane?
Yes.
Okay, my bad. Yes.
Okay, so it would be covered under the Hoffman deal.
Correct.
It would be within the purview of the Hoffman thing. And from what he was saying, this was kind of a relook at the whole thing, and this is kind of a minimum amount of things to do.
We have a minimum, and there's two options for each one, Terry. You have to look at them and make your own decision on that.
Okay.
Obviously, there's some things, apparently there are some, and I agree with it, you really don't have another option. I mean, you can't do anything less than what you have to do to enhance it or to improve it or to make it better. And so those would not have an option B. Again, this is kind of a very generic wish list that we tasked our manager with to come up with for us, so we would have an idea of how much, you know, we may or may not spend on improvements that may or may not get done.
Well, are these really improvements, or are these are things that we already have in place that have deteriorated and should be brought up to some sort of a normal level, not improved?
Okay.
That's not always the case. Some things need improvement.
Well, no, I thought that was a statement. Is that a question? Was that a question or a statement? Because you need to comment, Terry, not ask questions. This is not a question and answer period any more than it is out there.
Okay.
We're asking for your comments, your input, so we can consider them.
There was nothing here about ADA parking on the street, for example.
Okay.
And it just seems to me that these are things that should be done, probably have to be done, because these are all just taking care of things that we already have in place, that we already own, and we should do it. And we have the money to do it, so we should do it.
Okay. I don't disagree. But it's a lot of money. So anyway, anything else you have for us? I appreciate your input.
No, sir.
Okay. Then, Brian, comments?
Well, I think still going out there, this is very helpful. I think this brings us some definite light and some awareness to where we're at. I'm not sure what our next direction is.
That's why I gave it to you, because I didn't know where to go. No, what I'm thinking is, well, this gives us, you know, I mean, it's kind of like, if you go with option A on everything, it's kind of like saying, hey, let's build the biggest and baddest pool. Or if we look at these and prioritize and say, what really needs to be done? There's some things here that really need to be done. And then decide at what level. But what I would like to do at this point is just...
I've suggested. The suggestion is that we wait and we will attempt to evaluate what things may be done in the existing budget that we have, regardless of what we think is, you know, what is doable at this point with the existing budget that we have. Now, when the Hoffman money gets decided, that will free up a whole different conversation regarding what may or may not be accomplished. And so then we'll look at the budget again at that time, once that decision is made. And some of this stuff can be done perhaps in phases, or we can come up with a plan at that time. But it's kind of hard to come up with a plan until we know what our actual budget's going to be, and hopefully we'll know that in the near future.
I agree with that statement. I also would hate to spend $40,000 and then turn around and spend another, you know, and then have those minor improvements kind of be almost negated. So, I mean, it's the challenge is going to be is coordinating what repairs are going to be done with what money, and if there's some that can be done with monies that are already in the funds that are budgeted for that without touching the money that seems to be tied up on proposed pool issues, then we can move forward with some of these projects maybe.
And I think there are
things like... But in the meantime, how do we get my situation is this, I would like to get these, I would like to get the rest of the board to be aware of the things that need to be done, that the Parks and Rec Committee is recommending be done, and what those costs are. Am I making sense?
Yes, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, that Dina went through the exercise of trying to, if we had a wish list and a magic wand,
yeah,
what are all the things that we would like to see accomplished? And I don't know that we set pricing for each one of those. We did. So we do have that. So if the board if sometime it came down to deciding what we want to do with the pool, and you said, well, what are all the things that need to get done in town? We have that list, and we'll have this priority list from this.
Okay, so I guess what I'm saying then is tonight when we have a meeting and Bill, please ask me for a report on the Parks and Rec Committee, I want entered into the record being projects that have a priority for the Parks and Rec Committee, and with an estimated cost of somewhere around $500,000 or something like that.
We can bring these to the board meeting and enter it into the board meeting record, but these are also being entered into an official committee meeting record.
Okay. I'm deferring. Am I saying this right or wrong? Am I doing it right? Do you understand what my goal is to let the rest of the board to be aware that the pool's not the only thing that needs to be done in town.
Then my recommendation is that staff provide some copies of these to hand out to the board, which will be additional material to say, this was presented to us at the Park and Rec meeting. I'd like to hand this to the board member. We'll leave some for the public as additional material. And this is what we discussed at the Park and Rec meeting. And I think we could probably do that.
Okay.
Well, as a report.
It's already in the agenda as a report, it's a committee report. the one thing I want to be comfortable with, and I don't want to put Bill on the spot, is if I say, this is not a wish list. These are things that need to be done.
Correct.
Okay. I don't want to portray them as a wish list.
So can I interject real quick?
Yeah.
So I like your suggestion about how we approach this. That's one way of approaching it. Another way of approaching it is, I kind of feel that approach, though, now the pull is driving the rest of Zone 8 entirely as far as anything we're going to do.
Yes.
Okay. The pull is one element within Zone 8. If the Park and Recs Committee decides from staff input that we should move forward in addressing some of these deferred maintenance issues, why can't we move forward in parallel and authorize these things, or at least bring it to the board for authorization? Because ultimately, the whatever's going to happen with the pool is going to happen with the pool. But now we're in a holding pattern, and I think that's fair to the rest of the community, the rest of the zone.
Well, the issue is, if we had the money, that would be fine. The problem is
yeah.
that we don't have the money. So you can authorize us to move forward and do the work on Clipper Drive, but we don't have $250,000 to do it.
Yes, we do, though. I thought we got the first Summit Award money from the Hoffman Company, which was close to $300,000-$400,000, and then we have staggered.
I thought it was $600,000.
It
doesn't matter. But I understand what you're saying.
We have Hoffman money in the bank.
Right.
But if we drew from that Hoffman money, we'd pay for some of this stuff.
But that would also. The problem, and I get what you're saying. I really do. I honestly do, and I don't disagree with you. But based on the fact that the board consists of all five of us, the board has decided to go forward with the pricing on this on the pool. That would be undercutting the decision the board's already made. Whether you and I agree with it or don't agree with it, it's not really the point. The point is that. The board has already kind of indicated that they are willing to look at spending a lot of the Hoffman money on, or most, or if not all, of the Hoffman money. In fact, borrowing money
right.
to do the pool. We don't, our little committee here does not have the power to say, well, we can subvent that by saying, okay, there's no money left, we spent it. We can't do that. I get what you're saying, though.
Yeah, and I get what you're saying, too.
It's about presentation.
Yeah.
It's about presentation. So my question to you, Bill, is that I want to present this in my committee report tonight, but I want to present it as a list that was given to us as things that were identified by our landscape manager saying these have been neglected and need to be done. Would that be irresponsible of me to do that? Are you okay with that?
Okay.
All right. Again, in other words, I'm putting words in your mouth, and I'm not going to say more than that.
And we will have this waiting at your desk.
I want to pass those out to the rest of the board. Yeah.
And we'll have them on the on the public desk.
That's the key term.
And these will be made, and when he does that, that'll be made a part of the record as additional material handed out at the meeting.
Okay. Again, I apologize for.
Perfect.
But
that
you know,
that was a great discussion.
We're in the business of politics, and sometimes it becomes politics. What can I say? All right. Any other input on that? Is everybody okay? Are we outstepping our bounds in any way that you say okay?
And, all right. Just for clarity on it, though, I'm clear on what we're doing at the meeting tonight. But where we are as a committee with these items is we know we're going to go back as staff and try to evaluate and probably kind of come up with a recommendation that looking at our budget, absent the Hoffman money, what are some things we think we might be able to accomplish with money that we think we would have available during this fiscal year, by the remainder of this fiscal year, and then maybe we can also do some projections of what we think we will have available to spend next fiscal year, just so we can make a decision of possibly moving forward on some of that stuff, absent the Hoffman.
And even if the position was, well, we'll just go with option B and all these things, that's still $380,000 we don't have.
But
so,
there's certain things we may
but
need
I think
be
it's
able
important,
to phase some
I think it's important to make that a part of the discussion, and it has not been a part of the discussion at the board level. It's been a discussion, important discussion in this committee between Brian and myself, but it has not been a board discussion within the whole board, and it may not be. They may decide they don't want to discuss it. That's fine too. I mean, all we can do is present it. So Yes, but I don't want, this is not just an exercise. We really want to move forward with the things that want to, that need to be done in a reasonable way. And whether we do it this way or this way, will be determined by what happens with some future decisions by the board.
Got it.
Am I making sense?
Yep.
Okay. Anything else you want to add?
No.
Did I cover what you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Future discussion items.
Not yet. We have item 5, which is discussion on the Recreation Services Department annual report for fiscal year 18-19.
I'm sorry, we have more?
On the agenda, item 5.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, I did see that back here.
So what we have here is, this is the annual report. Mac usually put these together. Mac departed. We found it in the computer and we decided to finish it. Monica did that. We're not going to go through the whole report with you today. We gave it to you as part of the packet so you could kind of eyeball it, get a flavor for it, and then we're going to bring it to the board in a couple of weeks. We thought, as you know, we want to make sure we brought it to you before we brought it to the board.
Okay. I will be at, what time is the, when is the meeting?
4 p.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow.
I'm not going to Southern Cal, so I'll be at the meeting.
Oh, okay.
That thing's plans change.
All right.
So I completely forgot about that. And I have the day off tomorrow, and I got to work. all right. So anything else that you have? Do we need to comment on that? Or?
No, we're just bringing it there. We wanted to make sure you had eyes on. And
this won't be presented at the annual, at the meeting tomorrow.
No, this will be presented at the. Middle of the month board meeting, and there'll be a slideshow.
So this is a summary of the follow-up report of what we did last year.
Correct.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Monica.
Great presentation.
Thank you. Yeah. Good try.
Yes. Wait, there's some sarcasm in there somewhere. I'm not picking up on it.
No.
Actually, I do have one question. I'm not sure if it's appropriate to ask, but it has to do with the swim team and the river otters.
That's not on the agenda.
So you can't talk about something.
Yeah, no. We can put it on future agenda items if you want to discuss the river art.
I was going to discuss, I just wanted to just ask a question about what we're doing
tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And with any other, anything else anybody has? Terry, I'll even open it to you. Anything else you have? Okay.
I just wanted to reiterate that you keep referring to everything on this list for these zoning items as a wish list.
I didn't say that. I said I don't want it to be a wish
when
list.
I say
you misunderstood me.
I mean everybody up there.
No.
I've heard the word wish list a lot. And
it's how it started.
It, this all seems to be things that are required to be maintenance for things that we already own or we already have established.
I appreciate your input on that. I, again, would not necessarily disagree with you, but thank you very much. We can't spend money in this committee. You understand that, right? We can only recommend. We can't spend money. We can't authorize expenditures. It's not our. We don't have the authority for that. So, any other comments from any of the staff? Carol, you haven't said a thing.
I'm
good.
Good. I think everything's great.
All right. With that, I'll adjourn the meeting. Go ahead and turn the mics off.
Sure.